I'm lucky to be alive. I mean, that's how I'm going forward with this.
Oh, dear God. You are so dramatic. Listen to you. It was a little tiny little stink bug.
Well, it wasn't that small.
Heliomorpha halus is what it's called, according to pestworld.com. I've done some research. Stink bugs, they weren't even a thing until like 15 years ago. They
came to
somebody,
they're
from Asia, somebody brought them to this country, and they've taken over the Northeast. And one apparently crawled out of my shirt collar this morning onto my neck.
It was close to your chin. I mean, what would you have done if it started crawling up your up your face? Like,
well, it was on my neck, under my chin, and I sort of felt something. It was just an itch. I thought, oh, that's weird. My hair isn't that. And then I went like this, and I must have flung it off onto the paper that was in front of me, and you saw me jump.
We were on the air. I thought you were having like a seizure or something. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, what's wrong? And you just jumped back, and your headphones went flying, and I was like, what's going on? And then saw the little tiny bug.
I feel like I gotta go home and burn these clothes, take a 12-hour shower. I'm pretty sure I brought it from home.
Because we're in Brighton.
We don't see stink bugs around the building here, right?
I don't think so. But it was like, and then that must mean it was under your shirt. It crawled up your chest, up your neck.
The funniest part, it was there all morning. I mean, you didn't find it. We had been here a couple of hours. So it was literally just making its way right up your neck. It was going to go up to your face. Yeah. Kendra thought you had cut yourself shaving. She thought it was a little cut.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it. It was on the other side of your neck. Had I seen
it, moving,
I would have definitely tried to completely exacerbate the situation.
But you also have a little bit of a shadow with where the mic is, like the microphone and the light.
Yeah.
So it kind of looked like a shadow at first, and then I thought it was just a cut. And then as soon as I saw you jump back, I thought maybe it was the volume in your headphones. And then I saw you looking on the ground. I was like, oh,
but it's
no.
Let's be reasonable. It's a teeny tiny bug.
Is.
I don't even know if they don't bite. They
don't
really do anything.
But
they
just
stink.
But it's weird to see this little crawly creature on your skin.
Right.
But you did the humane thing. I have to give it to you. You took it in a little napkin and you brought it outside into the parking lot and you let it loose into the wild without hurting it at all.
The wilds of Brighton.
To go torture some other unsuspecting soul.
You have stink bugs at your house, right?
I mean, they show up
for a couple of weeks and then they go away.
Yep.
They're everywhere. They get inside the screen. I have no idea how.
Yeah. But do they really stink when you kill them?
Yeah, you're not supposed to squish them. It's like a cockroach. You're not supposed to step on them or squish them.
Ugh.
Just because they release something, and I don't know what they release, but it's not good for you, and it stays in your house, and they ooze something, so you're not supposed to squish them.
I hate that word, ooze.
I'm sorry. Ooze.
Gotta go home and